He's blunt, but he's fair. This is Drew Berquist, former counterterrorism officer, realist, and host of This Is My Show, which starts now.
All right, I'm Drew Berquist. This is my show. And man, we got some doozies that we're going to get into today. There's plenty we could touch on. I'm going to pick three stories. We're going to go with them. And it's probably going to sound like, I'm just going to put this out there. I don't know why I'm caveating it, but I will. But it's probably going to sound like, to a newcomer at least, that I'm hateful, intolerant, because of what I say about these stories. Because they're ludicrous. They're absolutely ridiculous. And the people behind them are ridiculous. But as you frequent listeners of the show know, think whatever you want. Think whatever you want. You know I'm good with anyone. I don't care about your lifestyle. I don't care about your views. As long as you don't push stuff on other people. That's where I draw the line. Don't force your issues, your ideals on other people. And then we can get along just fine. But therein lies the problem. In this day and age, for some reason, no one can do that. And I'm extremely intolerant of people who skip out on reality. Live in some fantasy land, and then lash out at people who question them. That goes for people on the right too. Goes for people on our side too. I think conspiracy theorists can do as much harm on our side, and there's plenty of them out there, as the radical progressive leftists do on the other side. The difference is the people on the left hate the country. On the right though, they're harming the country. So I'm intolerant of people who are willing to give up their freedoms. I'm intolerant of people who try to coerce others into doing something just because it makes them feel better to have someone else along their side. So we'll get to those stories in a second. You'll know what I'm talking about. Real quick, though, before we get into it, before we get down to the nitty-gritty here, click that like button wherever you're at, whether it's YouTube, Facebook, Rumble, plus sign over on Rumble. Please hit that button. Engage throughout the show, comment, chat with the community. We're so glad you're here. Now, all that goes a long way in pushing back against these big tech algorithms and the suppression. It doesn't go far enough, but it's the best that we can do. So please do that. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you're still subscribed on each and every one of those platforms. Also, reminder, keep telling you about Shoff. You guys, we're so close. We're at like, I don't know, 96, 97% last time I looked out of our 10,000 goal. As you know, I don't want to just hit our goal. I want to hit our goal and then crush it and surpass it. But you can go to givesendgo.com/Shafi, Shafi, and help support him. He supported us, myself, my colleagues, for so many years. We got him here to America, praise God. But now he's going to need some help. So you guys have been amazing. The people who have given, just please share with other people. And thank you so much for your donation. The ones who haven't, please do. Any amount helps. It's going to go a long way to help him kind of get situated here, assimilated, and get things going, because there's going to be a lot of needs, as you can imagine. The guy came with literally just the clothes on his back. That's it. That's all he had. It was that kind of an emergency and that kind of an operation that we did to get him out. So that's all he has. So please, please, please share with other people, friends, colleagues. They don't have to agree with you politically. Everyone can see the need for this. So again, it's givesendgo.com/Shafi. And again, I appreciate all of your support. It's been amazing to see. This episode, guys, is brought to you by MyPillow.com. They offer the best night's sleep, whether it's their pillows, their sheets, their blankets, their slippers, their dog beds, you name it. Everyone's sleeping well. Everyone's comfortable. The stuff is amazing. We use so much of it here at the house. We're so grateful to be partnered with them. And the best part is, guys, they've given our listeners an exclusive deal. It's up to 66% off by using promo code Drew. Go there. It supports the show. It supports their company. It supports American companies like MyPillow, and you get awesome products in return. So again, it's MyPillow.com. Use promo code Drew, D-R-E-W, to save up to 66%. You're going to be so glad that you did. All right, so our first story is from our friends over at CNN. Of course, I'm being facetious there. There's not many friendly people at CNN, not many pro-American people at CNN. But listen to this, and I'm sorry that I even have to share this because I hate listening to these two. But listen to the nightly handoff between two of the most smug individuals on the planet, Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo.
I think we have to stop coddling people when it comes to this and the vaccine, saying, oh, you can't shame them. You can't call them stupid. You can't call them silly. Yes, they are. The people who aided and abetted Trump are stupid because they believed his big lie. The people who are not getting vaccines, who are believing the lies on the internet instead of science, it's time to start shaming them. What else? Or leave them behind. Because they are keeping the majority of Americans behind. You didn't feel that way about the polio vaccine. You don't feel that way about measles, mumps, rubella when it comes to your children. And all of a sudden, this vaccine is different. What's different about it? The only different thing about it is because of your politics today. The people talk about, well, I don't know what's in the shot, Chris. I don't know what's in that shot.
I'll tell you what's not in it.
Hold on.
A tracking device.
Yeah. Let me finish this. You know what they get shots in nowadays? In their rear ends. They're getting shots to make it bigger. They're getting shots in their face. They don't know what's in Botox. They don't know what's in the stuff. Nothing wrong with Botox.
People don't know what they eat,
what
they drink,
what they
smoke.
Look, I tried it once. My eyebrow went up. I don't have it now. As you can see, I got all these wrinkles. Everybody asked me when I'm going to get it. You need Botox. But listen, nothing wrong with Botox.
Clearly.
But I'm saying, do people really know what's in stuff that they inject in their bodies all the time? And they're
what
like,
they
oh,
eat, what they drink?
They eat, what they drink. Stop it. Stop it with the ignorance. And we have to stop saying, oh, well, you know, you have to listen to people. And no, you don't. These people are being harmful to the greater good. You don't have to listen to a minority of people who are being harmful to the greater good and who are not acting on logic, reason, and science. I had an issue, I told you, Chris, when my family was here and they were saying, well, I don't know, I said, you know how you got here to visit me in New York? You took an airplane. What is that? Science. Right? You know why people live to be older than 40, 50, 60 years old these days? Science. Medicine. No one questions that. You know why people, what is so contradictory about it? When people get sick, they go into the hospital and they say, throw it all, give it to me, inject it, put it in me. And you're going to pay a whole lot of money. And you're going to tax the medical system when you could have gotten it for free and you wouldn't be in that position in the first place.
You're going to question the vaccine, but you want to take a horse dewormer. but look, here's the thing. I accept everything you've just said. Most of all, the idea that the majority cannot be healed by the tyranny of a minority.
Yeah.
Their stubbornness has to be their own consequence at some point, and the rest of us have to be able to live life.
Yeah.
Now.
Ignorance? Stop it with the ignorance. You need to stop the ignorance, my friend. I mean, so you just said, listen to what you're saying, Don Lemon. I know you probably actually do because you love yourself so much, but actually hear what you are saying. You just said that we don't know what we put in our bodies all the time with other shots, Botox, all of that stuff. Do you not hear yourself? People are just being ignorant. They need to just do the thing. Why are you questioning? Why are you questioning what's in here? We do this all the time. Like that, you're defining ignorance. You're just saying, trust what others say. And just do it for the good of humanity. That is a horrible plan. And I don't care what it is. It doesn't have to be this particular vaccine. It could be anything else. It could be food. It could be some other pill or supplement, whatever the case might be. That's a horrible plan. But you're not hearing it. You're not hearing it at all. And it's borderline fascinating to me how you just go along with this. And you said multiple times there, how is it different than other vaccines? I guess mostly just because it is. It's totally different. And I don't have a problem with other vaccines. I've taken so many vaccines in my life, particularly from my time. I mean, you guys know if you've served, you're going overseas. And it's like a NASCAR crew. They're just putting needles in your arm. But those ones, most of which had before, those ones are ones that have been established, approved for a long time, lots of data behind them. He referenced in there MMR, some of the others, chickenpox, some of this stuff. Yeah, you know what? They work. I'm not anti-vax. I just have an issue, as do many people, with this one. Only one of the three is approved right now. Lots of questions surrounding that approval. People at the FDA have resigned over it and the booster shot and all the pressure that they're getting from the White House, who says, of course, we're going to stay out of it and let people just do their job. We're going to let the science do the work. No, you're not. But these ones, Don, you're saying, how is it different? Well, they're all under emergency approval, for one. You've got the one now that's got questionable approval. It's got the highest death rates of all vaccines combined since 1997. Huge issues with breakthrough cases, people still being sick, people still passing along the virus. And I get there's not going to be a foolproof plan. I get that. But there are lots of concerns here. Lots of concerns. And the fact that you, Don, and Chris can't see the concerns that people have proves that we should, in fact, do just what you suggested about us and leave you behind. You're not worth it. You're not going to catch up to the actual conversation that's happening. You're great at pushing out the talking points that the left wants you to, that Zucker wants you to, Big Daddy at CNN. But you're not good at actually hearing the people, hearing the concerns, being involved in the actual conversation. And yet Fredo, you know, interject there with the tracking device comment. Look, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. That's not what most people are saying. There are people saying that. There are people saying all sorts of stuff. And I know people have got their ideas, and we've got our ideas about you, but let's just have a normal, reasonable conversation here. Drown out the noise from the far right. Drown out the noise from the far left. Let's just have a rational conversation and say that there are plenty of legitimate concerns about this particular vaccine. And maybe, I doubt it, maybe over time those can be addressed, things can be improved, there can be better, more significant data backing all this up. Maybe that can be the case. I don't think it's possible because we're so divided and no one knows what to trust, no one knows who to trust anymore, which makes it almost impossible to get to that stage. But beyond all the clear ignorance and hypocrisy that Don just spewed there about the actual vaccine itself, he also forgets, he's talked about it before, but he forgets that the most important concern above all the rest of these is freedom. It's freedom. And I literally every day, the purpose of this show at this point, the purpose of my life at this point, outside of being a husband and a father, is to make sure that people understand how important it is that you fight for your freedom, that you do not give up your freedom, because once you give it up, you never get it back. And there's so many people just giving it up. Not all of them, you know, with malintent, not all of them understanding what's going on, but they are. And Don and Chris here, what's funny is they think that they're among the elite. They think that, oh, we're untouchable, so let's just keep telling, like, this is the elite are telling everyone what to do, and they're fine. They're not following any of the rules themselves, and they're going to be fine. Let's do that, too. I'd rather be in that camp. And they're in that camp for right now, but I guarantee you, that they will kick them to the curb in the end. People who willfully and blindfully follow the elite and their narrative are simply disposable tools. Don and Chris are no different. Chris may be a smidge different because his family's political royalty, Democrat royalty. But that's how so many of them think. Oh, we're on this side. We're taking this side. We see what's happening. Some of them may be doing it out of fear. Like, we better peddle this narrative or we're going to be in trouble. But don't push back, because guess what? You're going to be coming to us saying, hey, can we be on your team? And the answer is going to be no. No. The time of being decent, the time of being fair, that's over. We're going to be decent and fair with our people, but you guys have literally made yourselves the enemy. And it's so depressing. I hate it. I hate it. But it's true. All right. I don't even know how. We're going to show you this clip, or a couple clips, actually, on the other side of the break, about how apparently following instructions and sitting down and listening to your teacher is racist and a sign of white supremacy. I don't know. I'm going to show it to you. We'll talk about it. Then we're going to touch on the Nicki Minaj thing. I mean, a lot of people have said this in conservative media. I never thought we'd be talking about Nicki Minaj, but we're going to do it. All that's on the other side of the break. Stick around. Man, we have a lot of serious problems in the world. Some are outside of our control, and some are very much within. And one that you can control without a shadow of a doubt is what's happening south of your border. And I'm not talking about the southwest border. I'm talking about your junk. And UFM Underwear for Men has the solution. Most men's underwear these days don't provide actual support. They just smash your goods against your thigh, resulting in sweating, sticking, rubbing, all sorts of nasty stuff. Ladies, don't act like you haven't seen your man try to navigate his way out of such awkward situations. It's no good for anyone. But the good news is UFM's patented pouch system eliminates all skin-on-skin contact in your nether regions, all because of their unique drawstring adjustable support pouch, which allows you to increase the support to your preference, and it provides actual support. What a novel concept. Just think of it like social distancing, but in your pants. UFM moves with your body so you can go from one activity to the next without a second thought. They're great for sports, work, everyday use, and even some medical applications as well. So support your manhood, treat yourself right. You deserve it, men. Go to ufmunderwear.com, use promo code Drew to get $6 off.
With Big Tech's rampant hatred for conservative thought and their devious suppression tactics, Drew and This Is My Show is staring down uncertainty like never before. You can support the show by continuing to listen, watch, engage, and share. And you can play an even bigger role by donating to the show. You can do so directly at drewberquist.com, then click support. Any amount is helpful in our fight with big tech, and individuals that hit certain thresholds will be given producer credits on This Is My Show episodes. Again, that's drewberquist.com, then click support and get engaged with the fight. Served this country fighting extremists overseas, and now exposes radical democratic extremists right here at home. This is Drew Berquist, and this is his show.
All right, welcome back. So you can kind of hear me stepping over myself at the end of the last segment, and I don't even know how to set this up. This is, just take a look. This is a misguided kid, we'll say, in two separate clips that we've mashed together, saying what he's saying. Take a listen, we'll talk.
I made a comment on one of Miss April's recent videos about PBIS, in which I stated that PBIS is white supremacy with the hug, and a lot of y'all wanted to know more about that, so here we go. First of all, thank you to Jack Copa, who reminded me that Dina Simmons was the first to coin this term, so thank you, Jack, so much. So if PBIS concerns itself with positive behaviors, we have to ask ourselves, okay, well, what are those positive behaviors? And it's things like making sure that you're following directions and making sure that you're sitting quietly and you are in your seat and all these things that come from white culture. The idea of just sitting quiet and being told stuff and taking things in a passive stance is not a thing that's in with many cultures. So if we're positively enforcing these behaviors, we are by extension positively enforcing elements of white culture, which therefore keeps whiteness at the center, which is the definition of white supremacy. This is an idea that I think a lot of people have, and I want to call that in lovingly just for a moment. Yes, America contains many cultures and many races. That is not wrong. However, the problem comes when we don't think about this idea or this argument in a racialized way when it comes to power and power dynamics. In America, as in many of the parts of the Western world, whiteness is the dominant racial ideology. So when we think of power in terms of race, whiteness has the most power. So while there are people of many different races and cultures living in America, the fact that whiteness is the dominant racialized power structure, that is the problem, and that is why we have to involve race in all of our arguments and considerations.
Seriously, what are you talking about? I swear that these people, they are these people. They are in a category because they make no sense. These people sit around, develop problems that don't really exist. Then they create terms that shouldn't exist. They force those on others. And they get together with all these stories and they get all amped up. Yeah, 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 we're going to do this. We're going to say this. And people shouldn't say this anymore. And you're awful if you do this. And then they say, let's go fight in the name of equality and reason. And anyone who pushes back against our insanity has to be labeled a white supremacist, a racist, a homophobe, a bigot, xenophobe, whatever. Fill in the blank. Any phobe. They make up those all the time, too. They say, screw white people. Screw straight people. Screw Christian people. Screw everyone. But hey, we love everyone. We love everyone. We want you guys to all be on our team. But if you disagree with us on one thing, we're going to say some really mean shit about you. That's all they can do. They can't do anything. Some of them, yeah, some of them get violent. They burn down stuff, whatever. But like, on a person-on-person conflict, they're not going to do anything. But man, are they loud. And here's the problem with all of it. Obviously, I'm preaching to the choir here. You people who do this, who act this way, who create these problems, you're the most hateful, intolerant people on the planet. And I'm talking about the activists. Now, this person here is obviously a homosexual, and that's fine. I don't care. That's fine. Be gay. Be whatever you want. I don't care what you identify as. I really don't care. I'll still sit down and have a beer with you. My problem is, and it could be any group, we're just talking about people who think this kind of stuff is real today because of these clips. My problem is you fighting for issues that are not real and forcing others to come along and agree with you, or else. There's always this ultimatum, or else. I mean, I swear, it's like having an imaginary friend, these people, the world that they're living in. It's just insane. And again, no reality or connection, rather, to the fact that this kid is gay. I don't care. I don't care that he would not like me. Join the club, man. There's a lot of people. But this is just purely a situation of pointing out their lunacy. And it doesn't matter who says it or when they say it. If we don't call bullshit, if we don't stand up and say, no, no. Love you, brother. I hope that you find your path and your way, but what you're saying is not real, and you are going disastrously off course here. If we don't say that on an individual level, and we don't say it moreover on a collective level for our country, this stuff is going to continue to perpetuate, and it's going to just keep going. There's no reason we should frequently on social media and on the news be having conversations about stuff like this. There just isn't. Let's talk about the real issues. And let's stop trying to force people into doing stuff and believing this crazy stuff. Let's stop putting our damn pronouns on Twitter. How about we just go back to being human? Which is, I'm sure, offensive to somebody. I'm sorry. Then sticking with odd stories, and we'll finish with this one today. Nicki Minaj has been in the press a lot this week. And like I said earlier, and others have said, like, it's befuddling that we're talking about Nicki Minaj on here. But as you likely know by now, she brought up on Twitter how people should not be bullied into taking the vaccine after a family member or a relative had some issues with it. And you've probably read that tweet by now. But she didn't say, don't get the vaccine. She didn't say, I'm not getting it, or you shouldn't get it, or any of that. She just said, don't be bullied. Make your own choice. What a novel concept, right? Well, people went nuts, slammed her. Twitter is the most hateful place on the planet. It just is. The extremely hateful and racist Joy Reid from MSNBC even weighed in, went after her too. Then Twitter allegedly suspended her. In response, she said, Nicki Minaj said this.
You're okay with what's happening? We're no longer even allowed to voice our opinions or to ask questions. Now, here's what's interesting. What's interesting is so many of your favorite artists feel this way, but they're afraid to speak up. And I can't blame them. Look at what they just did. I will never use Twitter again.
So she makes some good points there, right? She says some things that's like, man, that's a level-headed response from someone out in the entertainment industry. And I hope that some of that sticks and is real and genuinely what she's feeling and thinking inside. And that that gets on some other people. And they start to question and say, oh yeah, I should be able to choose. I should not be forced. But the point I want to make on this, obviously everyone's talking about the story, is that everyone's now saying, oh, Nicki Minaj has been red-pilled. She's on our side. She's, yeah, we got someone with 22 million followers in the entertainment industry who's going to push back. No. First off, everyone, we should all be. It is about sides now. There are sides. There just are. I hate it, but there are. But it shouldn't be about sides. It should. Everyone should be on the side of freedom. Freedom to choose to be a radical Democrat. Freedom to choose to be a Constitution-loving Christian conservative American. Freedom to have that debate, all of that stuff. Freedom to have the choice on whether you take the vaccine or not. None of us should be for being bullied into doing something. Somehow the other side is all for it. It's mind-blowing. But anyways, guys, she's not. I don't think... First of all, I don't love the whole red-pilled thing because it comes off as real hard right, even though it's not always the case, but I don't think she is. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong on this, but she said, you heard her say, I'm never getting on Twitter again, hours later, and this has been someone who's got a history of erratic behavior. She says what her, and credit to her, she doesn't care. I like that. She says whatever she thinks. Some of it is very graphic, obscene. Some of it is awful. She made some sense here in the last couple days. But she said, I'm never going on Twitter again. Hours later, she was there. That didn't last long. She also said that she's been invited to the White House after all of this. And that she is going. So they see, oh man, Nicki Minaj said something against our narrative. She's got 22 million followers. Huge pop star. We need her on our side. We need to get her in line. We need to get her in line now. Get her to the White House. Oh, to be a fly in the wall for that meeting, huh? I mean, to be a fly in the wall, frankly, for any day, any meeting, any phone call under this Biden administration. But definitely during this meeting. And I think, again, I hope I'm wrong, but I think she leaves here squarely back on narrative. Apologizing, saying how you need to do this and how it's good for humanity and blah, 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 blah. What gets her there, what's said in that meeting, in those conversations, is to be determined and we'll probably never know. And again, I hope I'm wrong, but I think she leaves there emboldened and on their side, not emboldened on her side. It would be great if she left there emboldened and said, you know what? Piss off in very colorful Nicki Minaj language, because as you know about her, she's got a mouth. And double down. I don't think that happens. I think she leaves emboldened like a bigger pop star. Oh, we're going to prop you up. We're going to make you this, that, and the other. You just have to be on narrative. And everything goes back to how it was. And it would be so amazing if she did the other and doubled down. Because as she said, and I know it's true, this is just human nature, that there are so many people out there, maybe not as big a followings as Nicki Minaj's, so many people out there who are just like, mum's the word, I'm not saying anything on this, not touching it. And they're just trying to survive. Obviously, in a more casual and easy way, comfortable way than us because of their wealth, but in terms of the political atmosphere, they're just trying to survive. So again, I'm not holding my breath. The elite take care of each other. I'm sure that she will be back on message lickety-split here, and it'll be as though this never happened. But it's definitely been an interesting story to follow. All right, so we are done for today, folks. We have got Booze and Banter tomorrow, Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern. It'll be live. It will be us, you, some drinks. Doesn't have to be alcoholic. It could be whatever you want, but it's going to be a fun time. Bring a question. Bring a friend. We'll look forward to doing that. I'll go through a story or two, and then we'll just get to your comments and questions and go as long as you want to. So that is the plan. We appreciate you being here today. Thanks so much. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow again, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Booze and Banter. Be safe, be smart, be free.